the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
The following program is pre-recorded.
SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Yolda here. Did you know that Donald Trump chartered a plane to get Nelson Mandela to come to America? That was revealed just recently. I'm amazed that Trump has not talked about it himself. We'll talk about that later on in the program. Now, I've been talking to you about this Al Smith dinner. It's been going on now for decades. It's an annual affair. And every presidential year, the candidates from both parties show up. One exception was Walter Mondale. Things didn't work out too well for Walter Mondale in 1984. I'm not saying it's because he didn't go to the Al Smith dinner, but he lost every state but his home state. And Kamala Harris didn't go. It wasn't that she was a no-show. She just turned down the invitation. But she did send in a video. And here is the video.
Vice President Harris did have a scheduling conflict, but was generous enough to send us this video. Let's take a look.
Your Eminence and distinguished guests, the Al Smith dinner provides a rare opportunity to set aside partisanship.
Cool. Oh, sorry, sorry.
Hey, what's going on? Who was that?
Oh, sorry, Mary Catherine Elliott. Mary Catherine Elliott, it's so nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, Mary Catherine. Right now I'm trying to record my speech for tonight's dinner.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just want to say that I'm Catholic, and tonight is one of the biggest dinners next to the Last Supper.
It is a very important dinner, and it's an important tradition that I'm so proud to be a part of.
Sometimes when I get nervous, I stick my fingers under my arms, and I symbol them like that.
Mm.
But that's gross.
So tell me something. I'm giving a speech. Do you have some thoughts about what I might say tonight?
My feelings about what you say tonight would be best expressed in a monologue from one of my favorite made-for-TV series.
Okay, let's hear it.
Don't you see, man? We need a woman to represent us. A woman brings more heart, more compassion. And think how smart she must be to become a top contender in a field dominated by men. It's time for a woman, bro. And with this woman, we can fly.
What series was that from?
Oh, that's from House of Dragons, now streaming on HBO Max.
Is there anything that you think that maybe I shouldn't bring up tonight?
Well, don't lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness to thy neighbor.
Indeed, especially thy neighbor's election results.
Just so you know, there will be a fact checker there tonight.
Oh, that's great. Who?
Jesus. And maybe don't say anything negative about Catholics.
I would never do that, no matter where I was. That would be like criticizing Detroit. In Detroit.
Does it bother you that that Trump guy insults you all the time? Because it really bothers my friends and me.
Oh, Mary Catherine, it's very important to always remember you should never let anyone tell you who you are. You tell them who you are.
Haters gonna hate. Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off. Good for you, Mary Catherine.
Oh, yeah, okay. And also remember one more thing. Don't worry if you make a mistake. Catholic people
this
are very
forgiving.
This is painful.
Forgiving.
Yeah, and also one last thing I want to tell you. Don't forget to say...
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Mary Catherine.
Thank you, Mamala.
Thank you. Your Eminence and distinguished guests, the Al Smith dinner provides a rare opportunity to set aside partisanship. and come together to do some good by supporting the tremendous charitable work of the Catholic Church. The Church cares for the sick and feeds the hungry, supports families with housing and education, and in times of disaster, provides not only essential supplies, but also, and so importantly, a sense of hope. The Gospel of Luke tells us that faith has the power to shine a light on those living in darkness and to guide our feet in the path of peace. In the spirit of tonight's dinner, let us recommit to reaching across divides to seek understanding and common ground. And in honor of the great Al Smith, let us fight to build a better future with faith in God, our country, and in each other. Thank you. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Now,
I don't even know what that noise you're making is. Sort of I don't know. As I watched that, I couldn't help but think of now I know how my kids felt when I FaceTimed into a piano recital they were at.
It just kind of didn't fit the spirit of the event. April is in San Bernardino, California. April, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. I just wanted to make a quick comment. It's a one-liner, really. You know, it's ironic that for the worst presidential candidate in history, they bust out the worst SNL character in history. That character is the worst on SNL, one of the worst. And it's funny that that's the character that they used for the worst presidential candidate in history, Kamala Harris. That's all I wanted to say.
You got it. But I think the worst one is Robert De Niro. Mel Gibson. Alec Baldwin, thank you. Alec Baldwin, the one that plays Donald Trump in a mean, nasty-spirited way. It's tough to even watch it. He despises Trump. You know he despises Trump. He plays him. He's not funny. That, to me, is the worst one. But, again, I don't watch SNL like I used to back in the day, so... It's hard for me to say which one is worse, but I would say of the two of them, Alec Baldwin is the worst. Now let's go on to Bret Baier saying that he played the wrong clip, which is exactly what Kamala Harris accused him of when he had the interview with her. Number 48.
Make a mistake, and I want to say that I did make a mistake. When I called for a soundbite, I was expecting a piece of the enemy from within, from Maria Bartiromo's interview, to be tied to the piece from your town hall, Harris, where you asked the former president about the enemy from within. It just had the piece about the town hall. Just take a listen to what I meant to roll.
I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within. Not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military. They were saying I was, like, threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest bank. No, it's true. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
My point was is that we asked him the question about that sentence and what he was trying to mean.
And what he effectively said is, I really didn't mean it. I really didn't mean it. I'm going to use the military on you. I really didn't mean that. Not unlike when he ran in 2016 and people said, lock her up, and he said, I'm going to put Hillary in jail. I didn't do it. I also find it interesting that people go nuts over a statement like that. Meanwhile, the Obama administration is the one that launched Crossfire Hurricane based on the thinnest of evidence, this investigation into Donald Trump's campaign, claiming that he was engaging in collusion with Russia. Under the Obama administration, they used the Espionage Act to go after reporters and to try and get their sources. Obama went after more reporters than all of the presidents before him combined. No one talks about it. And what about the way the IRS was refusing to give tax-exempt status to the charities that were conservatives that applied for it? All this was done under the Obama administration. Yet Donald Trump is a threat to our republic. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dinesh D'Souza about his movie vindicating Trump, get his take on the race. Also, so many other things. Don Lemon somehow popped up on CNN after he was fired. Remember, he was fired for saying, among other things, that women in their 40s are no longer in their prime. And when his two female co-hosts were gobsmacked, he said, Google it. Google it. And he was pretty much gone after that. Anyway, he's back on CNN, and he asked black men in battleground states who they were voting for, and he got answers that he did not expect. Just as MSNBC couldn't find a single person in Arizona who admitted that they were going to vote for Kamala Harris. And we're going to talk about this Aurora, Colorado resident who is angry at the media for downplaying Venezuelan gangs after being forced out of her Colorado apartment duplex. But not to worry, Martha Raddatz simply says it's just a handful of apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado, where the Venezuelan gangs have forced people out. So, no biggie. All of that and more, but Dinesh D'Souza up next. 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elder.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Linda spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Tal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. El Dorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. I want to follow up on something I said last segment about the way Obama went after journalists. Now, I always try and use left-wing sources whenever I can. And I'm holding in my baby brown libertarian fingers an article from the Associated Press, which is a consortium of newspapers. It's left-wing. Headline, AP fact check, Obama was harsh against leakers. And it starts out by talking about something that Obama said. This is back in 2018. He said, I complain plenty about Fox News, but you never heard me threaten to shut them down or call them enemies of the people, close quote. We'll talk about that in just a second. We've got Dinesh. Dinesh D'Souza is a filmmaker. His film is called Vindicating Trump. It's out right now. Dinesh, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Larry, it's a pleasure. I am delighted to say the film is streaming, and it's in DVDs and available at salemnow.com.
Is it doing as well as you thought it would?
I think it is. I ultimately want to find a way to get the film to a lot of independents, the kind of people who normally wouldn't see it in the theater. But I'm going to make sure that there's a way to do that before Election Day.
What's the game plan? Can you put it on, for example, YouTube for free?
That is a possibility. I think at this point it's paid streaming and DVDs. You know, our films, we raise money from investors, and none of these guys are doing it for the money, but I try to adopt this model. I call it recycle philanthropy, which is basically I'll get you your money back, and then let me try to use the film to have the maximum impact that it possibly can, which is their goal and mine.
Right. Well, that's exactly what I think my model was when I did my two Uncle Tom films. We streamed it out. Gave the investors their money back. And by the way, Dinesh, I'd never asked people for money before for a film. So I sat down with all these very wealthy people, and I asked them to give me money for a film. They whipped out their checkbook. I was shocked. And I told them, I'll get you your money back, plus points, plus this, plus that. So a year later, I give them their money back, plus points, plus this, plus that, because it was very, very successful. To a person, they told me they never thought they'd get a dime back. I said, you mean when I sat in front of you over lunch and I said, I'm going to do this and this and this? And then he said, look, Larry, my eyes were rolling internally. You just didn't see it. I knew that you were enthusiastic about the film, and I wanted it to get out in the world, but I did not believe I'd ever get my money back. I was shocked they were so willing to invest in that. By the way, Dinesh, I go back to the same people when I run for governor. I don't get a dime.
Well, you know, I think this was my story when I did the first film, the Obama film. That film did very well, and it sort of, in a way, spoiled it for me because all these investors began to expect large returns.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell them, and I keep telling them now, the documentary film is a very difficult genre. I mean, if you look at 50 people in a typical food court in a mall, there may be two or three who will go see a documentary film in a theater.
Right.
There are very few people who can actually get people to the theater to see these kinds of films. So I'm happy that the films have had this kind of impact over the years. And they are a very unique medium. You know, they're an end run around the media. There's no way to censor them. This is a way to get around, you know, digital censorship in places like Facebook and YouTube. And films also are a way of appealing both to the head and to the heart, which makes them peculiarly powerful.
And it's unpredictable. I mean, look at Michael Moore's career. He does a couple that do a great deal of money, and then the money flows in for the next one. He does another one, and based on comparing it to another one, it's a flop. You just don't know.
This is quite true. In the really in the early years, if you looked at the top 10 political films, Michael Moore had about 6 or 7 of them. I now have 3 in the top 10, and he has about 3 or 4 left in there. So he still remains a major figure. But you're right, his films really don't do anything anymore. It's almost like his audience has either passed on or passed away.
Well, I think he's run out of gas. I mean, there's only so many times you can just say how bad America is, how bad America is, and by the way, America's really bad. So I think he's just run out of juice.
He's also deceitful in a sense. I remember the film that he went to Cuba, and he knew that he was going to a tourist hospital which provided special treatment to Communist Party members and foreigners. And he goes, hey, look at the wonderful health care in Cuba. So this is the kind of thing that I would be ashamed to do in any of my films, and I never do.
So tell me how you feel the race is going right now, Trump versus Harris.
I think that both of them are breaking out of the caricature. And what I mean by that is that the left has created a gross negative caricature of Trump and an absurdly positive caricature of Harris. Trump is breaking through in an aggressive way by showing more and more of himself to the American people. And they go, look, this guy's hilarious. He's not a monster. He's a comedian. And he's an over-the-top, you know, salesman. But he's also a very tough guy, as he showed with the 2 assassination attempts. And, you know, Kamala Harris is really a ventriloquist doll. She's a T.S. Eliot, I think the poet once used the phrase hollow man, by which he meant someone who's all facade, but really nothing on the inside. I think with Kamala Harris, we're getting a Democratic regime that is manipulating her in much the same way that they manipulated Biden. And that's really the America that they're offering us. They're saying a gang or junta has been running the country for 4 years, and we're going to give you 4 more years of the same.
Vindicating Trump makes the moral case for Trump. During her interview with Bret Baier, she attacked Trump for his enemy from within line that he gave on Maria Bartiromo. I want to play it for you and get your reaction to it. Can you play it?
Harold, I did make a mistake, and I meant to roll.
I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within, not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military. They were saying I was like threatening. I'm not threatening.
So he made that comment on Bartiromo's show, and the left went absolutely crazy. Are you going to use the military to go after Adam Schiff? What's your response to what Trump said?
My response is to go to a central theme of the film and the book, which is that Abraham Lincoln, in his Lyceum speech, predicted that if America were ever to be destroyed, Lincoln says this will not happen from abroad. This will happen from within. The enemy is within. And Lincoln said that the enemy is a rising tide of lawlessness in our society that will be exploited and abetted by a regime. Lincoln calls it a Caesar or a Napoleon that will manipulate the lawlessness to its own benefit and subvert our constitutional republic. So I ask you, is there any distance between what Lincoln said, as I just summarized it, and what Trump said? No, Trump is entirely in the Lincoln tradition, and I think he's giving an apt description of where the real threats are coming from in America. Who's doing censorship? Who's doing political targeting? Who's creating political prisoners? Who's trying to lock up the leader of the opposition party? Well, Vladimir Putin may be doing that in Russia, but who's doing that in America?
The film is called Vindicating Trump. The producer is Dinesh D'Souza. And the film is out now. Dinesh, as always, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
God bless.
Hi, Mike Latoff. I am a husband, father, four, and veteran who has lived in Reading for over 30 years. I see Reading as a home that will thrive and be a city where everyone feels safe and has the chance to prosper. But I want to make sure we do it responsibly and respectfully to the communities who call this place home. As your Reading City Councilman, I pledge to prioritize keeping businesses safe, stabilizing our homeless crisis, and listening to your ideas about how Reading should grow and prosper. Big ideas are great, but they shouldn't be rushed. When I'm elected, I will work with all of you to make sure that we take each step together.
Ad paid for by Latoff or City Council.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Character assassination, legal assassination, two actual assassination attempts. They will try anything to stop Trump. Watch Dinesh D'Souza's Vindicating Trump or buy the DVD. Go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Hi, Larry. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois. I'm wondering if you could elaborate on the story that is out there that some of these states will not give their electoral college votes to Donald Trump. They're collaborating to get the 200 and whatever it is, 270-something electoral college votes that are needed to win if you don't win the popular vote. So could you elaborate on that for us and let us know if that's something that they could get away with? Thank you, Larry. I really enjoy your show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'll comment on that in just a second. Jerry Padgett II enlisted in the U.S. Navy and deployed several times to Iraq and Afghanistan. While on patrol in Afghanistan, Jerry was injured in an improvised explosive device blast. He suffered a spinal cord injury, a traumatic brain injury, and audio and visual impairments. Nothing can reverse the damage done to Jerry's body that day, but through the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, we can honor heroes like Jerry in gratitude for their tremendous sacrifices. We understand the price of freedom, and we can choose to honor those who fight for it, despite the tremendous cost. Thanks to friends like you, Jerry and his family moved into a new smart home at the Foundation's Let Us Do Good Village in Florida, where you can live independently thanks to specially adaptive technologies. Nothing can repay the price of freedom, but your donation now can change the lives of those who so selflessly sacrifice for our communities and our country. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Well, to answer your question, recall in 2016 when Donald Trump won and a bunch of Hollywood people, including Martin Sheen, cut an ad and aired it on television, urging the electors not to certify the election for Donald Trump. Now, the reason the Founding Fathers set up this scheme so electors meet and determine who the president is based upon the states the electors are from is because the Founding Fathers fear that maybe, just maybe, the people might be so delusional as to vote for a Hitler or a Stalin. And so this was one last way that the electors could say, I'm sorry, even though my state wanted this particular person, I cannot in good conscience cast my electoral vote for this particular person. And every 4 years there are usually one or two electors that don't go the way their state wanted them to vote. They're called faithless electors, but usually just one or two. And what the Hollywood people, including Sheen, were arguing is that Donald Trump is a fascist, he's a Nazi, he's a Hitler, and by the way, the Russians put him there, so the electors have every right not to follow the dictates of their state and cast their vote for somebody other than Donald Trump. So if you're asking me theoretically, is it possible? I think the answer is yes. Will it happen? Absolutely not. The country would just go crazy. I can't imagine what would happen in the streets of America if something like that were to happen. I believe Donald Trump is going to win. I think we have to be careful about this. I believe it for a number of reasons, not just the polls, not just the betting of the polls for the betting parlors in UK and here. But when I look at, for example, early voting in places like Georgia, 4 years ago, we, meaning Republicans, did not engage in early voting. But because the RNC has recognized that we need to get in that game, whether we like it or not, they've encouraged Republicans to vote early and to vote by mail. And so now we're seeing a substantial number of the early votes in Georgia, for example, apparently being cast by Republicans. This is a sea change. And it was one of the weapons that Democrats have used, and they no longer have that weapon. So for all sorts of reasons, I also believe that the more Kamala Harris speaks, the less people are impressed. I remember after the debate between Biden and Trump, Biden advisors were saying he needs to get out more. He needs to do more interviews. You recall what I said. I said it's the opposite. He needs to go somewhere and hide and hope people forget about what happened during that debate. Kamala Harris has been out friendly environments until she did the interview with Fox. And it's been a disaster. Gets real simple questions like, can you name a difference between you and Joe Biden? Well, obviously, I'm not Joe Biden. Obviously, I'm not Donald Trump. I grew up middle class. I mean, honestly, Can you think of anything that you would have done differently? She was asked very pleasantly on The View by people that hate Donald Trump. It was a softball right over the plate, waist high. Nothing I can think of offhand. Are you kidding me? And these are venues that are not conservative, where she's acting to me like she's complete empty suit. Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
How would you define your relationship with sleep? Are there challenges, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Here's the thing about sleep. It's the foundation of whole body health. Good sleep is both mental and physical, and our daily performance depends on it. So, how do you get to your dream state? 3 words. Beams Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. This product will single-handedly change the way you sleep for the better. Text Beam to 717-767. That's BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. Other sleep aids can cause next-day grogginess, but Dream is an all-natural blend of ingredients like magnesium and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And for a limited time, you can get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Text Beam to 717-767 for up to 40% off. That's BEAM to 717-767.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm Larry Elder. Life and age take a toll on our bodies, whether it's the time you put in at work, sitting at a desk all day, working construction, or your playtime, running, playing sports. Aches and pains are a product of living life. Relief Factor is a proven way to turn back the clock on pain and feel better. Relief Factor doesn't simply mask your pain for a short time. Instead, it helps your body eliminate it for good. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor is a daily 100% drug-free supplement. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that support your body's response to inflammation. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor, and nearly 70% go on to order it again. Give Relief Factor a try with their 3-week quick start, only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Try it and see how it can help you turn back the clock on pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Later on, we're going to talk more about the argument that Donald Trump poses a threat to our republic. I want to remind you of some of the things that happened that were a threat to our republic under the Obama administration. Also, during the interview with Kamala Harris, Bret Baier asked her why it was that so many people, half the country, were supporting Donald Trump. And here is what he said, number 50.
That half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States. Why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
I know, but
it's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a cakewalk
for anyone. So are they misguided, the 50%? Are they stupid? What is it?
Oh, God, I would never say that.
Oh, God, I would never say that. Except she actually did. Number 51.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Ross is in Minnesota. Ross, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, that stuff with the polls, you know, I don't know why nobody ever talks about it, but that's psychological warfare. You know, they're of a common nature already, so why wouldn't they use the same tactics?
Well, I agree with you. It turns out that the polls in 2016 and 2020, based on results, overstated the support Democrats were getting for Hillary Clinton and for Joe Biden, understated Donald Trump's. And that's why you have to look at all these things with a grain of salt or a boulder of salt. In 2022, when people were anticipating the red wave, they underestimated the Democratic strength. So the track record for these polls is iffy at best. That's why I talked about the betting parlors. When you bet your own money, that's a whole different ballgame. And that's why I talked about the early voting results, at least so far in Georgia. And again, I can just sense, based on how people are reacting when I watch CNN and MSNBC, so you don't have to, they're very, very worried about what's going on. And all these politicians, these Democrats, share the internal polling with their homies on CNN and on MSNBC. They know what the internal polls are showing. And I don't see them giddy the way they were after Kamala Harris became the presumptive nominee. I just don't see the same kind of giddiness. So it's just a feeling, but it seems to me that the momentum is in Trump's favor. He is outworking her, making more appearances by a factor of almost 2-1. And as I said before, when she is making appearances in front of relatively friendly audiences, the one she made at Univision, it's almost embarrassing. She had a teleprompter in front of her, and then when the shot showed the teleprompter and the script on the teleprompter, all of a sudden the screen went black, meaning whoever operated it realized it looked bad because she was reading from the teleprompter and they cut it off. And if you look at the comments of people that were watching this, they were scathing. Many of them referred to the teleprompter and said, this is supposed to be a town hall and she's reading from a teleprompter? You know, add it all up, it just doesn't look good. Again, it could be wrong. I could be red-faced. You know how difficult that is on November 6th, day after the election, but I don't think so. Now, here is Don Lemon of CNN, back at CNN, not as a host but as a guest, where he talks about asking black men in battleground states who they're voting for, number 49.
Yes. He's talking to
a lot of voters. And I will just say that you texted me right around the Democratic convention, and you said, I am talking to people, and Kamala Harris has a problem with black men.
Yeah, and I told the campaign I did not hear from them. I mean, who am I for them to get back to me? But there's a problem. And I went to from battleground state to battleground state. When they invited me to the convention, I didn't just want to fly there. I said, I'm going to go and talk to voters in battleground states. And I did. It was not curated. I went up to people just doing man on the street. I said, who are you going to vote for? Black men. And time after time after time, they said, I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Why?
Now, there are reasons why. They said, because most of the time they said, well, you know, for economic reasons, right? Or because he gave me a stimulus check. And I had to correct them over and over and tell them where that stimulus check came from a Democratic Congress and from Nancy Pelosi, and that Donald Trump actually held the check up so that his name could be put on the check. So they think they got the check directly from him. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has given one or two stimulus checks as well, but they seem not to know and understand that. You can vote for whoever you want to vote for, but the reasons that you're going to vote for them, I think that they should be accurate and factual, and you should know why you're supporting someone.
That's interesting. I have spoken to a number of black men when I was at the RNC in Milwaukee and just in general. I've not heard a single one who's going to vote for Donald Trump to say he gave me a stimulus check. Not one. They said the economy was better. I was better off. There's a great deal of resentment over the amount of money given to illegal aliens. Those are the kinds of things I'm saying, I'm hearing. MSNBC had the same problem. Couldn't find a single person in Arizona who admitted voting for Kamala Harris. I guess they all got stimulus checks, too. Going to have that for you in just a few. 888-971-SAGE is the number. And I want to talk about this so-called threat to democracy, remind you of some of the things that Barack Obama did to journalists, remind you of what happened when the IRS was holding up the applications for tax-exempt status filed by conservative organizations. Remember that? And the way he went after more reporters for leaking sensitive information. If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours, only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half every single month. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile want you to believe you need unlimited data so they can overcharge you. Here's the fact. Most of you are buying way more data than you will ever need. PureTalk only charges you for data you actually need. Listen to this. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, plus hotspot. Do you know what you can do with 5 gigs of data? You can browse the internet for 135 hours, stream 1,000 songs, or watch 10 hours of video. Stop overpaying for wireless and get 5G coverage with PureTalk. Dial #250 and say spend less. PureTalk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract and no activation fee. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with PureTalk.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Now back to the Sage, Larry Elder.
888-971, S-A-G-E, 888-971-7243. Next hour, we're going to speak to Mark Corian, who is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, about this illegal immigration, about the large number of people who have come into this country. It is considered to be, in many polls, the second most important issue to people following the economy. All of that and more. 888-971-SAGE. I did the Tim Pool podcast, very, very popular podcast, when I was running for office, and he since has had me back. Very funny, talented young man. And this recently happened on one of his casts, Tim Cast.
Yeah.
The guy's a genius.
Yeah.
And they call him the black face of white supremacy. It's crazy because, you know, it's racist because a black man would say something that is favored by people in this country who happen to be Republican. Byron Donalds, Thomas Sowell, Larry Elder, they call them white supremacists or, you know, race traitors or whatever. And I'm like, isn't it kind of racist to imply that a guy who, like,
it is.
They're acting like the only... The only reason people are supporting them, what is it? Let me put it this way. I watched Fox News the other day. They had what's the guy's Lawrence Jones? I'm not sure if I'm getting his name wrong. He's great, though. But he went to a bunch of barbershops in the Bronx, mm-hmm. and he was asking black men who they're voting for, why they're voting. And one guy said Kamala Harris. And he said these young black men have the slave mentality where they want to vote for Massa. And that's the people who are voting for Trump. And I'm just like, isn't it kind of... I mean, isn't it some kind of racism that if you're going to assume if somebody has an idea they like, it can only be because they're trapped in racism? I don't know.
Yeah no, that's...
Oh, you're right.
Like, their race is the reason why they feel this way, when it's just... The way I see it is, if you're stupid, you're stupid.
Here's another clip.
That's why it's fascinating. They say Larry Elder's the black face of white supremacy. And I'm like, dude, that working class white dude who barely is making ends meet, who loves listening to Ari Elder, is not racist.
Facts.
He's looking up to this guy, but they don't want that. They don't want that to be.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. No, nobody that's in real. America is oppressed. Period.
Which is why the whole reparation thing is so incredibly stupid. Reparations is the extraction of money from people who were never slave owners to be given to people who were never slaves. And if you go back far enough, virtually everybody was a slave. Money should be going from one country to another, back to another, back to another, back to another. It is absolutely ridiculous. Take advantage of the available opportunities you have right now. Play your cards to the best of your ability. You can't make it in America. You can't make it anywhere. Coming up, we'll be talking to the director of the Center for Immigration Studies about illegal immigration. Don't leave town.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
At Stiefel Nicholas,
I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.